What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Now, back to the Gray Bar Sports on a Sunday morning on 104.1 KMOX. From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Cardinal baseball a little earlier today, so we're a little tighter on time, and we're joined by City Sporting Director Lutz Fahnenstiel for the next 5 minutes. Lutz, thanks as always for joining us on KMOX.
Good morning. Tom, how are you?
Morning, Lutz. I'm well. I watched the game last night, and the word I would use is frustrating. I'm sure that you share that, as you had some opportunities, it seemed. And then when San Diego had theirs, they capitalized, didn't they?
Yeah, definitely disappointing. You know, frustrating is another word. Gutted, I think, is the third one. Similar game as in recent weeks. You do create a decent amount of chances with a high XG to convert. We didn't, San Diego didn't really have that many chances, but they were clinical. And the story is that we do make too many individual mistakes. We get punished immediately. And I would say basically it's not good enough.
Those mistakes were turnovers there late. That's what you're referring to, that San Diego was able to pounce and take care of business in that way?
Well, I wouldn't even call it a turnover. I would call it an easy loss of possession. You know, I mean, the first goal, I think we are in control, and there is this 50-50 ball, which we lose, which we just have to be more physical. They score from there. And let's be fair, the second goal they scored, it was not even a chance. I mean, it was a long ball, and just a misjudgment by one of our players, and it turned out to be a goal where it was not even a chance. So that things you can't train. That things you have to be individually smart enough to be focused also in the last part of the game. And looking into the first half, I thought we played a decent game. We had chances. We had match control. It looked good. But in the second half, it's a bit of a pattern that we get very vulnerable in the second half in recent games, which was not in the start of the season. And the other teams, they just look sharper. They convert their chances, and you end up again on the losing end.
Of course, I'm going to ask you about Berkey and how he's coming along, but I think you're 100% right to me. I mean, Ben was left basically hanging on that second one. I mean, he had to come out and challenge, didn't he?
Yeah, it was a different angle where he was scored on. But again, you know, I don't really want to get too much onto Ben Lund, because he did a fantastic job coming in for Berkey on a long term. And I think that's we are very lucky and very fortunate to have a second goalkeeper who has that level. But having said that, now Roman is back full in training, so big game coming up on Wednesday. I expect Roman to be out there, which is very important for us, not just the goalkeeper, Roman Berkey, but also the captain, the leader. the guy also who knows when to open his mouth and be critical to the other players. So to have that high-impact player back hopefully also wakes up the guys around him.
And what about the rest of your team health-wise? Are you seeing improvements in some other areas?
Well, I see improvement, but, you know, you can't really beat the biological clock. So, yeah, they are on a good way of coming back, and there will be maybe one or two players hopefully will be able to sit on the bench and maybe get a few minutes. But Durkin, Kessler, Totland, which are three clear starters, Nielsen usually as well, they still very far away from starting a game, or at least not that close starting a game where they could help us immediately. So it's still some patience required there. And in the end of the day, that's something we can't change. We have to play without the players who are not available and with the players who are available. And if you don't watch out, the gap to the playoff spots will get bigger and bigger. And, you know, we're just really on the gate here to have a complete disappointing season. So it's up to us to fix that, get out there and fight. And I think we saw that yesterday also in the reaction of the fans. I think it was a very positive atmosphere. It was full. Well, once we did concede, they also looked deflated. They looked very unhappy, and I fully understand, because they're coming out there and support us with everything they have. And then obviously you expect a win, and you expect a show, and that's what we have to give back to our fans and back to the supporters. I think that's what we will work on the next 2 days to be ready for the Kansas game, and come back from a definitely very disappointing evening yesterday.
Lutz, thank you for this time, and we look forward to the next time you're out there on the pitch. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you. Lutz Vandensteel, Sporting Director, St. Louis City SC, 1123. Quick break, John Mozeliak, before we take you to Cardinal Baseball on KMOX.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. They're finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.